St. Matthew, 21st chapter. And Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Appreciate the service thus far this morning. Appreciate being here. Miss being here. Appreciate your prayers, your thoughts. I'm going to read a few verses out of the 21st chapter this morning, Matthew. Starting with the 12th verse. It says, "And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priest and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there." Hebrews, I believe it is, the 10th chapter. And we'll read as little as possible. We're going to... May have to read it all, don't know. It says, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those things which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not. Neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a good bit this morning. I realize that of which we've read, and I ask that you would pray for us for just a minute that we'd be able to get ourselves out of the way and just do that we honestly feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Now, I don't know altogether this morning what that'll be, but we've got just a thought, and maybe a little more than a thought, and then maybe a little less than a thought as far as that goes, but we'll just have to trust God and that He'll send what's needed in the midst of this service. Now, we've missed being here. We really have. I appreciate the opportunity to be back, and I'm glad to be back, and I appreciate just the touch that the Lord has given us, and that He's been with us. He's not forsook us, and brethren, He's not left us. And I'll say that's a promise to all His today. It most certainly is a promise unto all. Now, the Scripture says here, and that's a lot. There's a lot in this 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. There's more in it than I could get out and about any other preacher as far as that go in a month of Sundays. But, brethren, there's a lot that we'd like to leave with you, God being our helper. There's some things in here that, brethren, that tells us about how things used to be, brethren, and how things are now. It most certainly does. And the Bible said here that they brought sacrifices, my friend, and them sacrifices that they brought could not make them perfect. That, my friend, it could not. It said it could not. He said they brought and offered them year by year continually, and it continually make the comers there unto perfect. It could not make them perfect. My friend, he said, if it could have had, he said, then we'd still be bringing them. That's just how plain, my friend, that it is. But he went on to say that it was not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats had should take away sin. My friend, it wasn't possible. My friend, it wasn't possible in that day. Brethren, I believe I'd be safe and true in telling you it's not possible today. My friend, the blood of bulls and goats and heifers. You say, preacher, people don't do that. They do that. My friend, they do a lot of things, my friend, that just ain't right, or there's no benefit to it. Now, you might say, preacher, they believe there is. Well, they can leave all day long. My friend, they'll still have their sin. They most certainly will. They'll still have their sin. My friend, it could not wash them. My friend, it could not take them away. My friend, that they done under the law, brethren, it only was good for a year. My friend, they still had a remembrance of sin. That's what the Bible says. My friend, they could not get rid of it. My friend, they couldn't wash it off. My friend, they couldn't do good enough. My friend, brethren, if man could live good enough, my friend, Christ would have not have come. My friend, no, He wouldn't. Now listen to me, that ain't what I'm going to preach on. My friend, I don't reckon. my family, I want you to realize that it could not take away sin. My friend, it could not make them perfect as concerning the conscience. My friend, no sir. No sir. Brethren, it come down to one thing. My friend, and one thing only. Brethren, it took the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, to take away sin. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, to be the remedy. My friend, to be the remedy for sin. My friend, it most certainly did. He said it did. He said it come to the place it is written that, lo, I come in the volume of a book. It is written of me. Brethren, to do thy will, O God. My friend, to do thy will. What was the will of the Father? My friend, well, Jesus said, my friend, he prayed three times that the cup might pass from him. My friend, the Bible says, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. My friend, so it must have been the will of the Father. My friend, to send his son, brethren, to be a supreme sacrifice for sin. My friend, now listen. Listen to me. My friend, it doesn't matter where people believe it or not. My friend, it's still true. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'd like to preach to you this morning. My friend, I really would. My friend, brethren, I want you to know that it took Christ. My friend, one time. My friend, one time. Brethren, to do away with sin. My friend, to pay the supreme sacrifice. My friend, yes, sir. Now listen. My friend, listen. Brethren, he said, by which will we are sanctified. My friend, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. My friend, we are sanctified. My friend, yes, we are. By the offering of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, once, am I for all? My friend, once for all. My friend, there'll never be another sacrifice. Brethren, for sin. My friend, hear me. My friend, now you might not like that. My friend, you might not like what I'm fixing to preach on. My friend, but brethren, I believe that's what he's talking about. My friend, there'll never be another Moses. My friend, there'll never be another law given. My friend, whereby? My friend, that it takes sacrifice to take care of sin. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. Brother, I'm going to take my time. I hope I can get to preach to you. My friend, for just a little bit. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why was it so necessary? My friend, that Jesus come. Brethren, that sin separated between God. My friend, yes, sir, between God and man. Brethren, they was a separation. They most certainly was. They was something, my friend, that kept things apart between God and man. And that something was sin. Yes, sir. My friend, the Bible, if you'll read the Bible, my friend, and you'll study it. My friend, he said he didn't have no delight in the sacrifices and the offerings to begin with. My friend, no sir, but because of transgression. My friend, the law came. Yes, sir. Now the law, my friend, the law having a shadow. My friend, the law having a shadow. My friend, of good things to come. My friend, means that everything that done under the law, my friend, shadowed. My friend, what was coming. Yes, it did. Brethren, and you can't have a shadow without a light. My friend, it wouldn't be light. Thank God, but it was a light. Yes, sir. I got more than I can preach to you. My friend, but brethren, I hope and pray to God you find out. My friend, but I don't care what you give God. My friend, it'll never pay for your sin. My friend, you'll never ever. My friend, we sang a song. My friend, you know, the church hymnal says, I cannot repay him. I cannot repay him. My friend, he ain't looking for payment. My friend, from you. No, sirree. My friend, I believe I can prove it. You just bear with me. My friend, why, preacher? My friend, I'll pay for my sins. My friend, if you can, thank God, Christ come in vain. Yes, he did. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You might like it, might not. It don't matter. My friend, brethren, the truth of it is, my friend, there was one lawgiver. My friend, by disobedience, by sin, disobedience, entered into the world. My friend, by one man's disobedience, sin entered into the world. My friend, but by one man's obedience, my friend, thank God, forgiveness of sin. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, hear me. My friend, they ain't none of you sitting here. If you're a child of God that ain't never been forgiven, my friend, it takes forgiveness. My friend, yes, it does. Yes, sir. My friend, listen to me. My friend, there was something missing in man. My friend, yes, sir, since the day that Adam transgressed. My friend, I ain't gonna get in no particular. My friend, you say, preacher, is the woman. My friend, he charged Adam with it. My friend, did he not? My friend also charged the woman. My friend, and I'll promise you one thing. My friend, he looked at Adam. My friend, he come walking in the cool of the day. Who'd he call for? My friend, he called for Adam. My friend, Adam. Adam, where art thou? My friend, brethren, he knowed where he was anyway. My friend, he just wanted Adam to see where he was. Listen to me. My friend, you'll never get saved. My friend, until you become a sinner. Did you know that? My friend, yes, sir. Brother Clinton used to say all the time. My friend, I sat by him enough to know. My friend, we have some old preacher be preaching. He said, we got to get them lost before we can get them saved. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. Brethren, you'll never get saved until you get lost. My friend, no, sir. Think about it. My friend, you say, preacher, you telling me that all them sacrifices was no good? except my friend the Lord. The Lord, my friend, recognized them as an atonement. My friend, but brethren, it never did clean their soul. No, sir. It never did wash them. My friend, no, sir. Listen to me. My friend, but brethren, when Jesus came into this world, my friend, the Judaizers, my friend, they still wanted control. My friend, a lot of them still do today. My friend, but I'm going to tell you, and I'm happy to tell you that he's came. Yes, he has. My friend, I ain't waiting on him to come. Thank God he has come. My friend, to take away the sin of the world. My friend, is that not what John said? Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. My friend, what do you mean, preacher? The world's been sinful ever since I've lived here. It most certainly has. My friend, but there's a remedy for sin. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's just like having a good shower. My friend, yes, sir. You can have one of the most magnificent, my friend, bathrooms there is. My friend, walk-in showers and tubs and all. My friend, but brethren, it won't do you one lick of good. My friend, until you get in there and take one. Glory, hallelujah. You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. My friend, people still living in sin today. My friend, when there's a remedy. My friend, yes, they are. There's a remedy for sin. My friend, you know, my friend, sin. Paul said, sin revived and I died. Yes, glory, hallelujah. My friend, it ain't gonna do you no good till sin does revive. My friend, it becomes exceedingly sinful. My friend, Paul will tell you about it. Yes, he will. My friend, but that sin separated between God and man. My friend, you say, preacher, they talked to God back then. My friend, some of them did. My friend, some of them were so afraid of him, they didn't want to be around him. My friends, you know that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Some of them didn't like the word back then. There's a little old gatherer of sycamore fruit went down there to the house of Israel by the name of Amos. My friend, and he started proclaiming the word of God. My friend, and they told him, said, you go down yonder somewhere. My friend, we don't want to hear that around here. My friend, ain't that the way it is? My friend, we're living in a day about like that. My friend, people just about believe anything. You know that? They most certainly will. My friend, yes, sir, and some of them happy to believe it. Yes, they are. My friend, but sin separates, always did. My friend, always will. My friend, but I can honestly tell you that was done under the law. My friend, I'm talking about the law. My friend, I ain't talking about the law of the land. My friend, brother, the law of God. The Mosaic law, if that's what you want to call it. My friend, brother, them that live by it or tried to live by it. My friend, they had to perform according to the law. My friend, yes, sir, it was their rule. Yes, sir, it was their guideline. Yes, it was. My friend, brethren, and if they didn't go by the guideline, my friend, it says here, if there's two or three witnesses, my friend, they died. Did they not? of them that didn't keep the law. My friend, yes, sir. Listen to me. My friend, I ain't going to get around to where I even thought about starting. My friend, I ain't going to worry too much about it. My friend, if I just have to lay a foundation, I'll just lay it. My friend, I most certainly will. My friend, these people today don't know what it is to be made perfect. You know that. My friend, to be made perfect. What'd you read this morning? My friend, Danny. Brethren, there's some things in the Word of God. My friend, that has to do with perfection. Did you know that? My friend, this scripture, my friend, that I may be headed to and I may not be headed to. My friend, listen to me. My friend, brethren, that separation has always been between God and man. My friend, until the days of Reformation. My friend, until the day, my friend, the day of the Lord. My friend, until the day of vengeance. My friend, I read it to you. He said, vengeance belongeth unto me, saith the Lord. My friend, he's the one that repays. Yes, sir. My friend, he's the one. My friend, I've had people to come to me. My friend, about other people. They say, now, preacher, what you going to do? My friend, my friend, my friend, there's a way to work things. You know that. My friend, I found out, might have found out the hard way, but I found out. My friend, the Lord's way better than my way. My friend, he can fix things. My friend, all I can do is just make them a little worse. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, it's a funny thing to me. My friend, when it comes to sin, we always worried about the brother. Did you know that? My friend, we always worried about what somebody else is doing. My friend, but the truth of it is, my friend, brother, what sins in our lives? My friend, what separates between us and the Lord? My friend, yes, sir. He said his hand wasn't short. My friend, neither was his ear heavy that he could not save. My friend, but the next verse says, but your sins and iniquities have separated you between you and your God. My friend, I can preach the very same thing. My friend, your sins will separate you. My friend, they most certainly will. Yes, sir. My friend, how is it? Who is it and how is it? My friend, that separated got took care of. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, when Jesus came into this world, he come for one reason. My friend, and one reason only. My friend, to take away the sin of the world. My friend, yes, sir, that to separate. You know when he come, even in the flesh. My friend, when he come, brethren, he come into the midst of a sinful world. My friend, he didn't find the children of Israel down there without sin. My friend, the truth of it is, there wasn't many of them wanted. He wanted to believe that he was the one. But thank God there's a few. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. My friend, there's a few of them at his birth. My friend, that thank the Lord that he is born. My friend, yes, sir, Simeon was one of them, wasn't he? He took him. He said, the Lord told me I'd not see death until I seen the consolation of Israel. My friend, and he held him in his arms. The consolation of Israel. my friend, what was it, preacher? It was the bringing back together. My friend of God and man. Yes, sir. All that had been separated all down through the years. My friend, you study the law, you'll see it was typical. My friend, you read the ninth chapter of the book of Hebrews. My friend, and you'll find out that it'll show you an earthly sanctuary. My friend, yes, sir. It'll show you the sanctuary that was made. My friend, yes, sir, by hands. It'll show you that they done under the law. My friend, and it was typical, my friend, of what Christ was going to do. My friend, but his was going to be, my friend, a spiritual nature. My friend, and not a natural one. No, sir, not a natural one. No, sir, he didn't come down here. My friend, to save my friend the flesh. My friend, he come down here to save the soul. My friend, yes, sir, and thank God, save it, he did. Yes, sir. My friend, there'll never be another Calvary. My friend, no, sir, there'll never be. My friend, no, no, sir, there'll never be. My friend, another Jesus. My friend, no, sir. I don't care who he is. My friend, brethren, and there's not. We sang a song. My friend, we sang a lot of songs that's true. You know that? Yes, we do. We sang quite a few, ain't my friend, but we sang a lot of them that's true. There's just one way to the pearly gate. My friend, you know that? My friend, there's just one way. My friend, and that way was made by Jesus Christ. My friend, yes, sir, once for all. My friend, once for all. What does that mean, preacher? My friend, that means that he died for sin once. My friend, yes, sir, he died for the salvation of man once. My friend, yes, sir, once. My friend, if you don't get nothing else, you need to get that. My friend, it's once. I don't know this morning. I'm raining in my ears and it's bothering me. Yes, sir. My friend, think about it this morning. My friend, we had no way back to God. My friend, did you know that? Under the law, brethren, they couldn't get to God. My friend, no, sir. Brethren, it didn't matter how good they were. The Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, there's more than one way. I guess you can look at that. My friend, but listen, that's what the scripture says, and it said it for a reason. My friend, he established his kingdom. My friend, in David. Yes, he did. He established the kingdom. My friend, that then was, he established it in David. My friend, yes, sir. Think about it for just a minute. Brethren, did you know this morning? You say, preacher, I don't know about it. Now, we have a tendency, my friend, or people has a tendency, brethren, to say this. Brethren, and truth of it is, they don't know altogether what they're saying. My friend, but it's about the only thing they know to say about Baptists. My friend, I hear it all the time. My friend, once saved, always saved. My friend, yeah, they call us that. My friend, they tell us what they say about us. My friend, I'll say this, number one, they know very little, if anything, about a Baptist. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're saying, preacher, you're saying it takes more than once. I didn't say that. My friend, nor ever will I say that. My friend, brethren, I don't believe you can get saved but once. my friend, why do I believe that? Because it took him once, thank God, to take care of sin. My friend, he ain't going to ride but one time. No, sir. No, sir. My friend, hear me. My brother, he's not coming back, my friend, to save folks. My friend, salvation's already here. My friend, salvation of the soul. Brethren, it most certainly is, but I can read you enough scripture. My friend, and I've got enough, my friend, belief in me that the Bible will teach you, my friend, what you are and what you ought to be after you're saved. Did you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You ain't got no good work in you anyway. My friend, you might not agree with that. A lot of people have got a good heart about them, but a good heart ain't going to make it to heaven. My friend, got to be born again. Yes, sirree. My friend, yes, sirree. You say, preacher, you ain't going to be popular. My friend, preaching like that, it really doesn't matter. My friend, whether I'm too popular or not, my friend, I'm still going to preach you what the Word says. My friend, what he's talking about. My friend, and I believe I can prove it. I can prove it to you in the scripture that I've read. My friend, this morning, I most certainly can. My friend, brethren, he's the mediator of one. Did you know that? My friend, we have one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. My friend, one God the Father, one Jesus, and one Holy Spirit. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and we ain't looking for another. My friend, no, sir. You say, preacher, I'm looking for something. My friend, I've had people tell me, my friend, brethren, after they're saved, my friend, that they wanted to go on, my friend, to that place where they could speak in tongues. My friend, I said, my stars, my friend, what did God give you when you got saved? Yes, sir, that's another, and I ain't got time to get into it. My friend, I ain't going to start this morning. My friend, I want you to know that under the law, my friend, they could not be saved. My friend, saved as we know saved. My friend, no, they couldn't. And I believe I've got proof in the Word of God where Mary, the mother of Jesus herself, had to be born again. My friend, yes, sir, she believed. My friend, I believe she did. She'll find her every time. And it's talking about Christ being around. She is normally in the crowd. My friend, when he was crucified, she was there too. Yes, she was. My friend and brethren, she is one of the 120 that was in the upper room. My friend, what in the world is she doing in the upper room? My friend, if she had been saved. My friend, thank God she believed. Yes, sir, but salvation hadn't come. Not as we know it. My friend, it couldn't come until he died. My friend, and not just that, and resurrected. My friend, and went back to the Father. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then he sent the Comforter. Yes, sir. Yeah, thank God. My friend, preacher, you sure you're Baptist? My friend, just as much as you are. My friend, think about it. Think about it this morning. My friend, when Christ came, brethren, he was to be the propitiation for our sins. Not our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. My friend, yes, sir, the sins of the whole world. My, 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 my.
Think about it. Brethren, think about it. He was offered once. My friend, we were sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Once for all. My friend, brethren, that means he died once. My friend, preacher, I ain't been sanctified yet. Well, what in the world are you? My friend. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go to Romans, the 8th chapter. My friend, everybody likes Romans 8 and 28. My friend, well, read on past 28. My friend, let's see what you are. My friend, thank God, see if you ain't been washed. See if you ain't been sanctified. My friend, see if you ain't been glorified. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, you say, preacher, there's something wrong with you. My friend, yeah, thank God I've been there. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I ain't trying to be boastful this morning. But I thank God for what he give me. The truth of it is, I didn't know everything I had when I got saved. Glory, hallelujah. I know I didn't, and you didn't either. My friend, just be honest about it. My friend, brother, you'll grow in this thing. My friend, yes, you will. You'll grow in it just like my friend having experience on a job and having experience of doing things. My friend told a young man this week, my friend, he said, I just can't get it right. And I said, what are you doing? My friend, he said, he showed me, and I said, no wonder. My friend, I said, you're looking at the wrong thing. My friend, I said, don't look at that board. My friend, that you're putting a nail on. Look at that runner you're going to put it in. I thank God he just kept missing the runner. My friend, and I said, that runner's about that wide. We want that nail right in the middle of it. And you know what? My friend, that boy come back and he said, thank you. He said, nobody's ever showed me. My friend, what to do? My friend, listen to me. My friend, God don't want you nailed all over the place. My friend, brethren, he wants you to stick. Thank God, get some stickum about you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you find out how to stick with the Lord. He'll find out how to use you. Did you know that? Did you know that? My friend, he'll do the using. My friend, if you'll just do the sticking. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Think about it. My friend, so now we're sanctified. You say, preacher, we ain't holiness. My friend, if you ain't got no holiness, you'll never see him. Without holiness, you'll not see the Lord. My friend, follow peace and holiness, without which you'll not see the... Think about it. My friend, brethren, it takes some things. Preacher, I thought it come in steps. My friend, it does. My friend, one dose does all. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, you didn't know you had all that and you got saved, did you? My friend, glory to God, if you did, you better off than I was. My friend, I didn't realize what I had. My friend, until the Lord started using me, my friend, when he started using me, I found out he had more than I thought he had. And you know what he showed me? He showed me I had more than what I thought I had. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. My friend, sing on, Bruce. It don't matter. My friend, yes, sir, it don't. And brethren, you just mind the Lord. And you see if God won't use you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, how many of you want nothing between you and the Lord? My friend, you know why old Moses got so happy over her? my friend, brethren, he was on the backside of the mountain of God, keeping his father-in-law's sheep. I always thought that the Lord was training him with all them sheep. My friend, he was training him. My friend, what was he training him for, preacher? The next portion of his life. My friend, Moses' life was separated in 40-year intervals. My friend, read them. My friend, you'll find out. My friend, it don't take God 40 years to do something. My friend, but brethren, sometimes it might take the people 40 years before they get in shape. My friend, for God to do something. My friend, I believe exactly. My friend, that's the reason that Moses was on the backside of the mountain of God. One day, my friend, he saw something. My friend, he had never seen before. Yes, sir. I just say, preacher, the Lord don't ever show me anything. My friend, you just keep walking. My friend, you just thank God. We don't walk by sight, folks. We walk by faith. My friend, and sometimes you can't see faith in action. My friend, no, sir. You know when you see faith in action, when it's over. Think about it. Yes, sir. My friend, have faith. Have faith. He said, if you ain't got no works. My friend, he said, you're dead. How'd you know that? Faith without works is dead. So is works without faith. They're dead. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I would to God I had time this morning. My friend, what do you mean, preacher? My friend, I ain't nowhere near my message. This is probably one of them, thank God, that I'm glad the Lord gave it to me. My friend, I can honestly tell you. My friend, I've run around for several days, my friend, quoting a verse. My friend, I just quote it, and that's all I get. My friend, I know it is in there. My friend, I really did. I just quoted it. My friend, never did get nothing else to go with it. My friend, just quoting the verse. My friend, and brethren, I want you to know, my friend, I've been happy. I thank God that God gave me the verse. My friend, if it ain't helped nobody, it's helped me. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, and I ain't even got to it. It don't look like I'm going to. My friend, but brethren, I'm glad I don't live under the law. Ain't you? My friend, yes, sir. And I'm glad. I'll just say, preacher, and I ain't got time to get in to all about the law. My friend, the Bible says the law was good and the law was righteous and the law was holy. My friend, yes, sir, but it could not redeem you. My friend, it could not fill that void. My friend, that void between man and God. My friend, I believe David talked to God. My friend, yes, sir, I believe David knowed some of the saving deliverances of God's hand. My friend, but David wouldn't save like me and you are. My friend, not in his day. My friend, you hear me? My friend, preacher, you've lost your marbles. My friend, I can read in there where God saved a lot of them. Yeah, he did. Out of the condition they is in. My friend, I'll tell you this. He's probably saved you out of a lot of conditions. That don't mean he saved your soul. My friend, there's a difference, folks. There's a difference. They most certainly are. My friend, repeat after me. My friend, repeat after me. You say, preacher, where'd that come from? I'll tell you. My friend, I can get you in this Roman road. My friend, and I can talk to you all day long about Romans. My friend, and sit down at the end of the day and say, now repeat after me. night, friend, you repeat this prayer and you'll be saved. That night, friend, now saved from what? I ain't got no clue. That night, friend, brother, you're going to wind up in hell if you don't get born again. That night, friend, there is a difference, folks. There is a difference. That night, friend, you'll say, preacher, I don't know about that. That night, friend, why in the world Nicodemus come to him? That night, friend, if the law was so good, that night, friend, and the law had done all this good stuff, that night, friend, why in the world did Nicodemus come to the Lord? That night, friend, and asked him such a silly question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? That night, friend, and he said, ye must be born again. That night, friend, and Nicodemus looked at him and said, how can I, that night, friend, enter into my mother's womb the second time? That night, friend, he believed him. That night, friend, he just didn't understand how it worked. That night, friend, and the Lord told him, said, that's born of the flesh is flesh. That night, friend, but that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. I think, marvel not that I said unto thee, that thou must be born again. That night, he said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. That night, friend, and said, it goeth away. I said, you don't know where it come from, and you don't know where it went. Such is the way of the Spirit of God. That night, friend, brethren, you hear me. That night, friend, they can call us spiritual holy rollers. That night, friend, they can call us dead. That night, friend, they can call us what they want to. That night, friend, but I can tell you one thing. Because of what Christ done for the world. That night, friend, I've been born again. That night, friend, yes, sir, I have. That night, friend, I have. I know what it is. That night, friend, to be lost. Undone without God. That night, friend, I could remember getting saved. That night, friend, I can remember the night I got saved. That night, friend, but I can't remember after I got saved that I actually knowed what I had, except I knowed I saved. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That night, friend, now you can, we all probably got our particulars. That night, friend, about what happened in our salvation. That night, friend, but I can tell you just like that. That night, friend, I got saved on Wednesday night. That night, friend, I went back to school on Thursday morning. That night, friend, now this is just how it was. That night, friend, on Wednesday, that night, friend, I was talking and doing just like every other buddy I run around with. That night, friend, yes, sir. Sometimes we didn't talk too good. That night, friend, sometimes we didn't think too good. That night, friend, that on Wednesday, now you hear me. That night, friend, now I'm going to tell you, you might not have this kind, but this is the kind I got. That night, friend, brother, and I got back to school on Thursday. That night, friend, first break, I got over there, them boys. That night, friend, you know what? They got to talking like we was talking Wednesday. That night, friend, it didn't sound the same. That night, friend, it didn't feel the same. This felt like somebody just cutting me. That night, friend, and I thought, boy, I don't belong here. That night, friend. Oh, glory to God. All I knowed, I got saved. That night, friend, I didn't know all that other come with it. That night, friend, but brethren, I ain't never had a desire to go back. That night, friend, no, sir. No, sir. Why, preacher? That night, friend, I didn't get that kind. Well, that's the kind you need. Glory, hallelujah. That night, friend, like it or not. That night, friend, preacher, ain't you ever messed up? You better believe I have. That night, friend, but I can say this. I ain't never been so far out in left field. That night, friend, that I couldn't hear him. That night, friend, you know when he started telling me I was going wrong. He didn't wait till I got out yonder. Hadn't I, friend, that first step, he said, you heading the wrong way, boy. Hadn't I, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he said it the next step, too. Hadn't I, friend, and he told me as far as I went, that's all I could hear. You're going the wrong way. Hadn't I, friend, you know what I done? Thank God, I thought, well, I'm going home. Hadn't I, friend, I just get back over there where he ain't talking to me all the time. Hadn't I, friend, about going the wrong way? Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I went. Hadn't I, friend, I went back to where I belong. Hadn't I, friend, hear me. Hear me. Have I made mistakes? Yes, I have. Have I made falters? Yes, I have. Hadn't I, friend, have I made, had sin in my life? I'm sure I have. Hadn't I, friend, but I'll tell you every time. Hadn't I, friend, brother, and I asked him to help me. Hadn't I, friend, and to forgive me. Hadn't I, yes, sir. Yes, sir, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. Hadn't I, friend, I believe the Lord will forgive you. Hadn't I, friend, even after you're saved. Hadn't I, friend, I believe he'll forgive you. Hadn't I, friend, but you're going to have to repent. Hadn't I, friend, and true repentance means you turn from it. Hadn't I, yes, sir. Yes, sir, and I'm just going to say it. You might not like it. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, I'll guarantee you one thing. They somewhere down the road, my friend, that you find out that you quit doing what you used to do. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, because it ain't working. Hadn't I, friend, it just ain't working. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, there's nothing that'll take away sin. Hadn't I, friend, like that of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hadn't I, friend, nothing. I'm going to read you a couple of verses this morning. I believe I'm about done. Hadn't I, friend, I ain't nowhere near done. I ain't got close to my verse yet. Hadn't I, friend, I really hadn't. Hadn't I, friend, you know what the truth of it is. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, sometimes I find out that when I get a hold of something, it ain't for you sometimes. Thank God it's for me. Yes, sir. It's for me. Hadn't I, friend, you know what? It's helped me. Yes, it has. It's helped me. Hadn't I, friend, this 10th chapter, I've already told you. Hadn't I, friend, I ain't even hit the highlights. Hadn't I, friend, I've just skimmed around. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, but you need to learn what the law was. Hadn't I, friend, and if you'll do it like he said in the 9th chapter, you'll find out, my friend, thank God, that the law brought us to Christ. Hadn't I, friend, that's what the word teaches. Hadn't I, friend, that it was the law that brought us to Christ. Hadn't I, friend, it most certainly was. Hadn't I, listen, listen, that law, as I've already told you this morning, it couldn't bring you, it couldn't bring redemption, it couldn't bring you out of the state you was in. No, it couldn't. It said, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes. He said, oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Hadn't I, friend, I've already had a little bout with whoever you want to call him, the devil, the flesh, or whatever. Hadn't I, friend, done told me, said, now, preacher, you get on that, somebody's going to pick up on that, and they ain't going to like that. Well, I really don't care whether you like it or not. Hadn't I, friend, this is what the 11th verse, hadn't I, friend, of the 10th chapter says, out of the book of Hebrews. Hadn't I, friend, go and find you a Bible and read it. Hadn't I, friend, for yourself. There's a word in there that says never. Hadn't I, friend, it never did take away sin. Hadn't I, friend, I believe I'm safe in saying it never will. Hadn't I, friend, kill all the bulls you want. Hadn't I, friend, the goats and dab it in blood and dab every person in the congregation. As far as that goes, hadn't I, friend, brethren, all you're going to be is in a bloody mess. Hadn't now, friend, it ain't going to forgive you. Preacher, what if I believe? You believe in the wrong thing. That's what I'm going to tell you. Now, friend, yes, sir. Preacher, you mean to get that bold about it. Now, friend, he said, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever. Now, friend, how many of you knows what forever means? Now, friend, how many of you knows what forever means? Now, friend, he says, for sacrifice for sins forever. Now, friend, when he offered that, he said he sat down on the right hand of God. Semicolon right there. I'll come back to the next verse. Now, friend, he sacrificed and laid down his life, brethren, for the sins of the world. My friend, and he done it forever. Brethren, he done it once forever. Brethren, in other words, he'll never come back. My friend, to offer a sacrifice for sin. My friend, it's already been offered. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, for by one offering, from henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. My friend, glory, hallelujah. My friend, I'd like to get into the rest of this chapter. My friend, I really would. Brethren, I ain't got enough strength about me. My friend, to do that. No, I don't. I'll say this, church. My friend, brethren, I'm glad that when God works on somebody, he does a good job. Ain't you? My friend, ain't it you? You know, they might have been a lot of people, might not have seen a very big change. My friend and me. My friend, but I'll tell you, I seen a big change. My friend, I seen a change. You know, I lived. My friend, I had a good mom and dad. And I've said this before, the truth of it is, my friend, I had a mom and dad that had some morals about them. Did you know that? They did. They was good parents. My friend, they might have been lost, and they're still good parents. My friend, yes, they were. They taught me some things as a lost person. My friend, brethren, that they didn't. They didn't believe in them. My friend, no, sir. Not just that we didn't believe in them, we wasn't going to do them. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, my dad done some things. I was around my dad a good bit. My friend, I was 15 year old and I got saved. He was about 41. Yes, sir. Some of you heard it before, but nonetheless. My friend, yes, sir. That's the way it helped my dad. My friend, I knowed my dad. My friend, I knowed the things he done. My friend, you know when he got saved that morning about 2:33 o'clock? My friend, you know what happened? My friend, my dad didn't do them things no more. My friend, no, sir, he didn't go them places no more. He didn't hang around them buddies no more. My friend, you know what happened? We went to church. My friend, yes, sir, went to church. He just didn't go Sunday morning, then. My friend, he found something. He went Sunday night, Wednesday night. Thank God they're having revival. He'd go. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Might you say, preacher, you're one of them. My friend, yes, I'm one of them. My friend, I believe in God saves you. He does a good job. Yes, sir. Not that I'm afraid I'll lose my salvation. My friend, I don't mind telling you. My friend, down where we was pastoring, we was about like everybody else. My friend called off meeting, didn't have a meeting, nobody else had a meeting. My friend, brethren, and I sat there and I listened to probably some of the good preachings I've heard. those couple of months. But I'll tell you, I couldn't wait to get back to the house of God. There's just something in me just wasn't satisfied. Yes, sir. When we decided to go back, you know what? I felt good. I'm glad we went back. Preacher, you're spreading that virus. Brethren, I ain't got a lot to say about that. Brethren, you might be the next one get it. Yes, sir. I might be. I never know. But the real truth of it is, the Lord knows that I where my heart was. Yes, sir. He knows where my desire was. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I still got that desire. I didn't lose it. No, sir. I didn't lose. You evidently didn't lose yours either. Think about it for just a minute. They ain't nothing like just meeting together. Did you know that? They really not. I'll bring my remarks to a close. He said, he said that he couldn't. He said, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now did you hear that? For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. I really do. I wished I could preach the rest of this chapter to you. You say, preacher, you can do it next week. Well, I've learned a long time ago, I might can and I might not can. I ain't gonna say that I won't. It normally don't help me that way. No, it don't. And I don't mind telling you. I ain't finished. And I'll finish the rest of this, my friend, the next day or two. Yes, sir, you might not believe that. You know what? When I get finished with it, I'll be finished. Yes, sir. Now, I don't know. I might can hold it to next Sunday. Most of the time, when I get trying to hold something, worms get in it. Did you know that? It just won't hold. It really won't this morning. I don't know your heart. I don't know what you stand in need of. I don't know. I really don't this morning. You might be saying, preacher, I'm not too crossed about what I believe. I don't figure you are either. But there's a lot of folks, my friend, that don't understand what come with the law. And there's a bunch more folks that don't understand what come with grace. What come with being born again. When you got saved, what did the Lord give you? Well, preacher, he gave me all I need. Yeah, but what all is that? I'll say you did. I'll say you got all that you need. Yes, sir, don't you? Don't you think so? When you got saved, well, preacher, he knowed I was going to need this and that and another. And I ain't talking about these natural things. I ain't talking about when you run up against a mountain. Brother, that's one deliverance. It is. That's one deliverance. I had a lost man to tell me. He said, I wasn't a church goer. I'd never been in church. He got messed up, and I asked him to get a verse of a song. Got messed up with the wrong crowd. He got in the car with them one night, and they let him out as in Texas. They just let him out. You know why they let him out? He run out of money. He run out of money. When he run out of money, they didn't have no use for him. As long as he had money, he was good to go. They let him out in Texas, and he said, I didn't have a dime. A dime. He said, now, Brother Randy, he said, you ain't going to believe this. Now, he got saved after this. You just have to know the man. He didn't get saved after that. It's years down the road. And I don't know. outside of the fact of what he said. He said, I was under a bridge. He said, and I got to praying, and I didn't even know how to pray. He said, if I prayed the Lord let me get back home, I'd straighten up. Huh? I'd straighten up. I don't mind telling you, I've heard that out of a lot of folks. Hadn't you? I've heard that. I had one of my aunts, I did. She volunteered it. I never did ask, but she was in the hospital, and she said, I want you to know, Randy, when I get out of here, I'm going back to church. I'm going to get in there. Huh? She knowed what it was to be in there. You know what? She never did. She never did. Never did. Never did. Think about it. Little Stevie said he got up. He said, there's a car pulled up and said, where are you headed? He said, well, I'm going to Georgia. The driver of that car looked at him. He said, I am too. Said he brought him home. Years, Leroy, had passed. Years had passed. And this man had done nothing about what he told the Lord. But you know what? It must have been fresh on his mind. Must have been fresh. I believe it's about like the time that old Elijah told Ahab. Said, dog's going to lick your blood. I've heard some preachers say that Ahab jumped every time a dog barked. I wouldn't doubt it. Do you know that? I wouldn't doubt it. There was something going on in the mind of Ahab the day that he told Jehoshaphat. He said, let's swap garments. Wouldn't they? There's something. Why in the world would he want to swap garments? Because he knowed. One day. He probably didn't know it was going to be that day. But it wound up being that day. Did it not? With Jehoshaphat's robe on. Yes, sir. The arrow found Ahab. Did it not? Think about it. God's good to us. The Lord sent His Son to die for all mankind. God so loved the world. Do you hear that? God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life, or everlasting life, forever. Is that not forever? Is that not forever? Do you know what forever is? Ongoing. There's no, they talk about going through eternity. How in the world you go through something that's forever? Through eternity. How can you go through eternity? You just keep going, don't you? Forever. 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 Think about that. Forever. He died once, brethren, for the sin. Forever. If you don't know Him as your personal Savior, I'd like to introduce Him to you. You can make my Savior yours this very hour. Do you know that He'll save you so quick you won't even believe it? But it takes something on your part. Do you know that? Oh, preacher, you getting into that? Yeah, I'm getting into that. You got to believe from the heart. You got to believe from the heart. From the heart, man believeth. From the heart, man believeth. With his mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I got to tell you this. Little Stevie, he worked with me. Drank every day. Smoked marijuana every day. before he come to work, on break, lunch. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lord got to dealing with little Stevie. He'd come in my office and he'd begin to inquire about some things. We'd get to talking. There's some of them, I don't mind telling you, some of them around there, they want to take him off to this convention. He went with them. He'd come back, and then sometime during the course of the next day, he'd come around the office. They'd done this two or three times. He said, "Randy, can I talk to you?" He'd come in. He said, "I went with them to the convention." He said, "They wanted me to go down and pray. I went down and prayed, and they said they all prayed around me." He said, "They began to ask me questions, and said I answered them questions." He said, they told me I saved. And his next words was this, "What do you think?" I said, "Stevie, it ain't what I think." I said, "What do you think?" He said, "I thought so. Just leave." They done that two or three times. Prominent men right there in the Dyersville, Georgia. I don't mind telling you. And every time, old Stevie was just getting a little closer and a little closer. And one day we was walking down the aisle of the plant, and he looked at me just as serious. He said, "Randy," he said, "don't you think that if I kept the Ten Commandments that I'd go to heaven?" I said, "Stevie," I said, "you'd bust hell wide open." "Preacher, you didn't talk to him like that." I said, you got to know this man. Yeah. He understood you had to be stern. Yeah. You had to be plain. Yeah. I said, "you'd bust hell wide open." He'd just say, "About all I get out of him." One day, little Stevie come to meeting. Searching. You know what happened to Stevie? He got saved. Got saved. He didn't come in the office asking me. He come in the office telling me. I said, "Now, little Stevie, that's how it works." That's how it works. You know. Yeah. He'd been here. He saw it. He was here. Yes, he was. He'd been here. Lived a rough life. God saved him. Huh? Preacher, I just don't believe. I don't believe God saved people like that. Who in the world is he going to save? He going to save sinners. You don't have to be a drunkard for God to save you. Don't get me wrong. You can be the most upright person walking upon the face of this earth and not even think you've got sin in your life. But brethren, when he talks to you, you know what happens? A realization comes that I'm a sinner. And when it comes that you're a sinner, brethren, God can deal with you. And not just deal with you. He can help you. He can take care of that sinful problem. He can. And he can do it just like that. Once you believe. Once you believe. The work that he done forever is still going on today. And it's good enough to save your soul. While we stand.